Connecticut Republican George Logan blasts Representative Johanna Hayes for playing race card to explain why she got elected. By Jacob Bliss on March 25, 2022. Representative Johanna Hayes, DCT, who is black, played the race card during a virtual town hall to explain that white liberals only elected her because they felt bad for her. Her Republican opponent, George Logan, who is also black, released a statement slamming her for exploiting race. For those of you who haven't paid attention over the last couple cycles, in 2020, every seat that the Republicans won or flipped was with a female or minority, Hayes said during her virtual town hall, according to the Washington Times. There's this idea that the only reason I got elected is because white liberals felt super sorry and guilty and voted for me. So just give them any other African American and they'll vote for this person all the same, the congresswoman explained. The Times noted that Democrats' go-to attack on Republicans is to call them the party of old white people, despite their argument falling apart over the years. The report also pointed out that there are 81 black Republicans that filed to run for Congress this year, compared to the last election, when only 27 filed to run for Congress. In response to Hayes' comments, Logan, the Democrats' highest-profile challenger, blasted her in a statement on Thursday afternoon. It is disheartening to hear these remarks from Congresswoman Hayes, boiling this campaign down to skin color, he stated, perpetuating a narrative that says candidates of color are defined by how they look rather than what they've accomplished is dangerous, he explained. I'm running for Congress because I believe my life experiences, Logan continued. He explained that he has already been a policymaker, had a successful career in the private sector, and serves on boards and commissions dedicated to giving back to his community. Logan said between his credentials and having a master's degree in mechanical engineering, he would be better equipped to serve as the district's member of Congress than Hayes. I'm not running for Congress on identity politics like Ms. Hayes seems to believe. I'm running to fight for the people of Connecticut and to be an advocate for common sense solutions that will help get our state and country back on track, Logan concluded. Hayes, along with other vulnerable Democrats, have had a tough time in the polls, as has President Joe Biden. On a generic ballot, Republicans have been leading Democrats. In fact, the president himself, with whom Hayes has closely aligned herself, as she voted on Biden-backed policies 98.2% of the time, has also seen job approval numbers in the low 30s after being in office for just over a year. This could be due to the voters wanting to see a change of direction since Democrats took complete control in Washington, D.C., in 2020. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.